Hello, hello. We do not do this nearly enough, do we?
We don't.
Or at least I don't. I don't crack open the Audio Boom app for many reasons, I think. But I wish I kind of had the confidence just to record straight into it. Like I used to do at conferences and up a tree or wherever I just felt the need to throw some social unedited audio out there. But since the big kind of shift into it being a different platform, I worried about the stability, but also it doesn't necessarily go to the right place. And that might be my own fault, because for some reason the app is saying it will send it to one channel and maybe I should deselect that beforehand instead of trying to move it afterwards. Anyway, you don't need to know about the intricacies of the way that I'm recording. You're probably listening to this on a mobile device hours, days, weeks later. I'll just give you a little update since the last time I posted anything. The last time I posted anything was, in fact, a kind of edited podcast, a very rare thing I do in Audio Boom. And there are over 2,000 recordings on this platform, but only about 1,998 show up in this particular channel. Some of them went to other channels. But that's not important. That's more than enough. I dread to think how many days it would take you to listen to all that, should we say, stuff, just to kind of round up all that content under one title. To give you a bit of context as to where I am and the frame of mind I'm in, I've been working nearly all day in the shed, which is where I am now. This is the shed. This is the acoustical sound of the shed. It's not that bad, actually, surrounded by wood and stuff and cassettes and things. Here is a glass of wine, which wasn't super chilled, so I've chucked an ice cube in it. It's probably like totally sacrilegious to many, but it is a glass of white wine. Hang on. Which is very fine, bit of elderflowery, bit Pinot Noir-y. Anyway, it's delicious, even with a ice cube in it, and refreshing to boot. But it is 8:30 p.m. on a Friday night. I'm meant to be out drinking with friends, but I've got a bit of a backlog of work with some trips coming up. Things like a trip to London next week, where I'm capturing some stories at the Saatchi Gallery. There's a glass exhibition on there. Well, a big exhibition covering all kinds of stuff, I'm sure, but it's called Collect. And then I will be in Chernobyl, wine tasting, funnily enough, not putting ice in the wine. Or who knows what we're going to have. And that's going to be an adventure, which I really need an adventure. Not that I haven't had any adventures. Every time I head out to the canal boat, if you've listened to some of the older audio, you'll know exactly how much fun I find that. And it has been quite something. And what else? I've got a BBC event coming up where I will be talking about audio. Audio is something I've been really throwing myself back into recently. Just so much stuff out there around VR and augmented reality. And I don't know, I'm almost over it for the moment. Until it kind of goes mainstream, then I'll get back involved. You know, I've got a couple of 360 VR cameras knocking around that I just still use for novelty reasons. I did do a 360 degree live stream off the canal boat, which was momentarily very popular because Periscope featured it. That was fun, but more because of the interaction, which you find on multitude of platforms, not just because of the novelty of it being 360 on a very small vessel traveling down a canal. Obviously fascinating viewing for people who aren't used to looking around a boat in 360. But audio for me, as ever, seems to be the kind of main passion I keep returning to, as I'm sat very close to a box of cassettes that I dug out today both mini cassettes, micro cassettes, and compact cassettes with a player for each of them. Ah, yes, I've rediscovered my old Sony Walkman, the Sony WM-EX502. I love this. Completely forgot that I had it. Ah, I now remember the issue. Oh, no, it takes a square battery, but I think it will also take a triple A, potentially. So looking forward to seeing if this still works, because this went all around the world with me. I also had one that recorded that went all around the world with me, but this is battered. Clean the heads, get it up and running. It can sit with my other 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how many cassette, portable cassette Walkman things I've got. Way more than I've ever had when I was really into cassettes. And of course, I've got the Nakamichi BX125E, should you be interested. My main cassette deck here. And one of the cassettes I found in the box today sounded a little bit like this, if this is going to play.
Because everything is so much sharper. Guys with guns, hey, guys with guns, I've been on drugs and this is a tape recorder. No paranoia at all.
Hey, guys with guns. That was a cassette of a recording captured 24 years ago, maybe, in Varanasi, India, after a very interesting night out. And yeah, quite an adventure. I'm hoping to digitise that at some point and maybe drop it out there. Should I do more of this? For the few of you that are actually listening to this and actually get hold of these recordings in your phone them a thing, yeah, let me know if you'd like me to do more audio. I don't know if anybody... I mean, it says almost immediately like 70-something immediate downloads when I post, so I don't know if they're subscribers or just some glitch in the matrix, some bot type statistics, and then slowly it creeps up. But I don't know if what humans are behind it. I know a rough handful of regular listeners from the old Audioboo community. I still say stay subscribed to a number of people. And if you do still use this app and you're one of the old school or just someone who I'm connected with in other places, let me know and drop me your RSS feed so I can drop it into my Overcast app and we can maybe reconnect here. So yes, with the that box of tapes I just found at the right time in a way, because I want to dig out some old stuff for one of the talks I'm doing called Sound Matters. And it's a little bit about the journey of my kind of passion in audio from cassettes way, way, way back. I wrote a few notes. You want to hear a few of the notes on this, if I can find the notes? So here we go. So I've got a bottle of these box of audio recordings. I've still not backed up mini, micro, compact cassettes, but there's also some mini discs in there. Are there? Oh, yes, there are in the bottom. So back in the late 80s, I used to swap mixtapes with a friend at school. And I think if I would have, you know, rediscovered those today, I would think they're kind of this rock-themed comedy podcast made by a couple of kids. But way before podcasting was called podcasting, we're talking mid-80s maybe. And then a few years later, I took her to recording rehearsals of my first band. And then when I was 19 years old, I received some tapes from my father, my real father, who I never actually met. But to kind of engage and connect with his audio had a serious effect on me. And I realised how important it was to kind of look after and maybe build upon some of those recordings of the family that I'd done before. So I did a bit more interviewing with my grandmother and all of the other families, family members that, you know, would care to sit down in front of a microphone. And then podcasting kind of came before photography for me, and then audio sat on the back burner until I started to go freelance and want to offer more than just photography. And it still really resonates with me. I've probably listened to 3 or 4 hours of audio today alongside and around all of the work that I've been doing with other stuff. So yeah, that's a focus. Regarding technology around audio, I've picked up a few new microphones recently. Really excited to give a proper test to the Sennheiser Ambio smart headset, which is a binaural headset. I've also got a binaural headset which plugs into the new Zoom H 1N handy little £100 handheld audio recorder, and the binaural headphones that will go into that are very similar to the ones I got from Giant Squid Audio Lab, which are more spaced omnis, if I'm not getting too complicated now. That is a left and a right on separate cables going into a single jack plug. But this new binaurals I've got are from Sound Professionals. They also, you know, fit into the ear like most binaurals do. So not being spaced omni microphones clipped to my shoulders or a coat hanger, as some professionals use. These are also in my ear, so I'm looking forward to testing that as well. What else have I got? I've got a hydrophone. Oh, yeah. I've got some recordings I've not even listened to properly yet from Venice, where I dropped this microphone under the water and recorded a couple of boats going past. Didn't really have much time in Venice to experiment. I wish I could have recorded around the whole of the islands. But I'm looking forward to listening to how that sounds. And, yeah, that's pretty much it on the audio front. Still using the iPhone. This is the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X for expensive, although I didn't pay over £1,000 for this. I just want you to know that there are ways and means of acquiring this technology, not from Apple as in a freebie, as has happened in the past, but you know, you can work for this stuff as well. And but I just couldn't justify paying. Well, I guess at a stretch, if I really found it super, super, super amazingly more useful than any other device, I would pay that extra, because Apple's business model isn't data. They're not necessarily yet selling my data to a multitude of other people and tracking my every move, and I'd pay extra for that, definitely. Is the iPhone twice as expensive as every other phone out there? Pretty much. Is it twice as good as every other phone out there? Not really, not unless you include the fact that it is not a tracking device, scanning, listening, logging and tracking your every move, which at the moment it isn't. And I'm very thankful of that, Apple. Thank you. Please keep up the good work. So I am at the moment, I have the Shure MV88 plugged into my phone. And I don't know what this phone is capable of regarding stereo recording, but I know that using this microphone, the preamps are in the mic, and it does record stereo, but not necessarily into audio boom. Quite often I'll go into VRP7 and then send it from there into these spaces. So far, so good. I'll give you 12 minutes and 50 seconds of mild ramble, and the app is still holding up. If I tempt fate, I'm sure it will probably fail miserably. So I'm not going to say any more about that. I'm just going to raise my glass and say, well, thanks for listening. And like I say, if you are out there in the audio ether and you do so happen to hear this recording, please ping me on one of the multitude of channels. I'm spending a lot of time in Wire, W-I-R-E. So there's a few back channels there, but you can find me there as Documentally. Of course, my now slightly more sporadic newsletter, just so that I didn't have the deadline hanging over my head like today would be, which is documentally.com/newsletter. That still goes out just when I kind of get round to it. And there is Twitter, and of course my email, which is easily to find, but I prefer messaging apps, really. My direct messages are open on Twitter at Documentally. Should you be interested. So yeah, got some events coming up around the country. I will always let you know in the newsletter when I'm doing free workshops. But of course, I'm flexible and available for one-to-one consultation. And if you want one-to-one consultation and you want it to be a little bit more interesting, why don't we do it on the canal boat? Or if you've got two or maximum maybe of three people, we can do consultation or even a mini workshop there, which is way more interesting than a studio. At the moment, the boat is in the area of, well, just north of Leicester, but it will be in the Midlandsy area around Crick, rugby area. So, yeah, keep your eyes, your ears, or your sensors peeled for more news on that. So, yeah, thanks for listening. See you out there in the interwebs. Well, did I just say interwebs? I'm going to have to say something else now. Goodbye.